You know, looking at the game film, coming back, very proud of our team coming out on top in a victory in a very hard-fought, competitive football game. Kids did what we had to do, showed a lot of character in a lot of situations, defense getting off the field, making that last stop on the last drive. Offense, very resilient, started out very quickly after a drive. We'll go through that, scoring a couple times, having some adversity, then being able to battle back, getting a drive right before half on a two-minute drive. And then the last two drives we had the ball, being able to score 10 points, having a touchdown drive and a field goal once we were behind to get us back ahead. Defensively, I mean, special teams-wise, Seth hitting a very big kick that was critical in the game and those situations and making some critical plays. And at the same time, you know, guys were resilient, played tough, played physical. We didn't play as well as we needed to in all areas, in my opinion. We got to get better. We got to get fundamentally better in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. We'll have a great work week this week and to create those situations to work on the things in which we need to work on. Offense, we got to keep running the football. We got to get better pad level in what we're doing, combination blocks being together, and even our tight end, not just offensive line, but tight end sometimes, and our backs on our tracks, making sure we're hitting the right spots, the right ways in which we do. Receivers time, even push cracking routes. We got to flatten out a couple times, cost us a couple third downs in the second half. We had big conversions. We drifted on routes, didn't flatten them out. That would have been big conversions. Defensively fitting our gaps. We jumped on the jump cuts. We were out of gaps at linebacker a couple times and how we fit it down. Didn't set the edge two or three times, which is rare for us on things. Guy didn't pull the pin and set that. We'd give him some runs in that regard. Violation special teams. We had the one breakout on the punt. We punted it in the middle of the field when we had to be on the right side and didn't get enough hang time, which created a return and create turn lanes, how we were covering it. So a lot of things in those areas, a lot of room for improvement, but the things are very – they're technical things, things we can get better at, but we have to get better at, and we have an urgency to get better at, and we got to do a better job coaching them, getting them in those positions. But at the same time, guys, we won the football game and showed a lot of character when we had to make plays. We're doing things they had to do, and we have to take evaluation, get better, and keep getting – put the grind in to get ready for this middle section of the season. And then we'll have another off week and try hopefully get better there. We got to do the things we got to do to play these next four games and the next game against Alabama. So got work to do, but it can be done and get there. Questions?
Right side, Gabe, and then to the left, Sam.
Coach, with the offensive line struggles, how much of it do you see? A couple things here and there. We can make some in-season, in-week adjustments and get better. And how much of it is just long-term?
Well, it can be both, but at the same time, we got in that game – pad level was bad. We had 4 out of 10 runs in the first half. We had some RPOs that were blocked well that we ended up throwing the football and getting big plays on that there were going to be some runs, but we hit the slants and hit a couple bubble screens that were really good for us and some and runs. But then when we come back in those two drives, the one where we drove down was almost a complete run drive. Matter of fact, it was. And Kellen threw that we had the bad decision on the interception in the red zone. We had the two critical turnovers we got to get taken care of. I'll talk about those in a minute. That drive, we were 5 out of 6 positive runs, all 5 to 9 yard runs. The next drive, we were 4 out of 5 in the touchdown drive, which we go down and he throws the pass. So 8 out of 10 runs for two drives, we come back and execute very well, made the adjustments, got him in a groove, and got doing what we had to do. We just weren't consistent enough in the other time. So it shows you right there it's capable of being done and how we do it. We just got to come out with more confidence. And I think guys want to play try to play mistake free. You can't do that. You got to have confidence in what you do and go play and get your levels and make your calls. And a couple times we missed cuts. We had runs. There was a run in the first drive in which if we bring a counter around and don't stick it up inside, it's probably going to score or go down the 1 yard line. I mean, it would have been a very nice run. We missed a cut. And there was another inside run on a belly play, on a zone play, that we should have cut it on the backside, that we stuck it on the front side. I got about 3 where cut a guy like 6 or 8 on the backside, in my opinion. So it's a combination of those things, some cuts, and our tight ends even staying attached, sometimes coming on a push. And it's just we got to go back to it's fundamentals and going back to do it. And pad level. At times I think we play too high. We're very big guys, and I think we got to get down to pad level and play at a lower pad level with some things in which we do.
To the left, Sam, and then down front, Brent.
Jimbo, as you go into this off week and assess where you are, how far is this team from where it needs to be in terms of playing at a peak level? In your
opinion? I think it's just like any team is. I bet you any team that says it's close and the country's wrong, we're definitely not. We can play at a peak level, but we got to play with greater consistency. And we got to strain not just physically but mentally to stay locked in. Do you understand that? It's the mental strain that where the great teams play at. That they understand the importance of every step, of every alignment, of every assignment, that how your toes pointed, how that – and I know that sounds very trivial, but that's what it gets down to. And the mental strain to do it each and every day. And sometimes – and it's not – and people say, well, you're young and you'll learn to do that. Well, Okay, but when, you know, you don't have to be old to learn that. I mean, we have some young guys right now that are doing a really good job of that. And it's just, I'm talking about as a football team. And as a coach, we have to keep, people say, what do you do? Make them do it again. What do you do? Make them do it again. What do you do? Make them do it again. Until it becomes a habit, until you understand the importance of it. And we also, I mean, and if guys don't do it, you make adjustments, you move guys around. Depth and competition makes for great challenges and things that happen. And that's what we have to do. And find guys are willing to do it each and every play. And I don't think our guys don't want to do it. I'm not saying that. But it's like all of us, to really get pushed and challenged in everything you do. I mean, to have it each and every day, that's a hard thing. But that's the life we choose as coaches and players and things we do, and we have to learn to do that. And the teams that can do that the best are the teams that usually have the most success.
You have some veterans, obviously, who have been through this kind of grind, who understand what it
takes. We have
a
few, yes.
For those younger guys, is those things that you're talking about, is that kind of the toughest part of the adjustment for them, understanding that it has to be done on a daily basis?
Well, and I think also when you get to that older level, I think also you got to feel comfortable in your role of getting guys to make them do it too. You know, I mean, you're an older level. Some guys who aren't vocal guys are saying you're in that group and you're trying to get guys in your group to do it, and you can do it by example. A lot of guys don't feel comfortable saying that. We have guys that do, but I'm just saying there's a fine line in that. But you have to do it yourself. You have to find a way to do it yourself and want to do it and collaborate and point out. Like I say, when we point things out to guys, we're telling guys, this is not criticism. It's feedback. However you take it, because you can't get offended by what we're telling you. Just understand it's feedback and information for you to improve. And you have to take it that way. And it's hard. I mean, it is. It's hard. And then the difference in games in this league is so finite. I mean, because everybody has good players. And it's who can get the mental grind and do it. And last year it took us a while. And then we finally got it at the end. And we overcame some situations. And we got to keep grinding in that situation now. We can have a good, very good football team. And at times we play very good. We just don't play it with enough consistency.
Down front, Brent, and then to the left, Chuck.
You faced number one. Now you're about to face number one again. And we've all talked about how tough the schedule is. We've written about it. But at least is there some favorable part of this schedule where it sets up where you have an off week before, you know, Alabama comes to your town too to prepare for them?
Well, I don't think it's just
– I shouldn't say off week, a bye.
No, I'm not saying that. It is. It's an off week as far as the game. It's a work week for us to fundamentally get better. It came at a great time because I saw us, you know, we need that to go back and not get game plan week to – that's because sometimes you can do both, but – only having one to do in 1 week can sometimes help you in those situations. I think it's very good, not just because Alabama's coming, but whoever was coming. I think we, no matter who you play in this league, they're all so finite. I mean, Alabama's a great football team. We know that. But what we got to focus on this week is ourselves and our fundamentals and our mental toughness and our competitive nature to practice at a high level so we create the habits which we have to do. And I know people think, well, they just say the same thing. Well, guys, that's the reason for success. I mean, it is. I mean, that's the reason you have success. What do you think Tom Brady's going to do this week? I read the thing that their offense is struggling. Yeah, you know what he's going to do? He's going to wrap back and have basic fundamental practice and do it. We're going to have a basic fundamental practice and get our guys to do it. I mean, that's what you have to do to have success. And successful teams do ordinary things better than anybody else when you get right down to it. We talk about the great plays. And certain levels of talent can overcome – I mean, guys can do things. But when you really look at the great teams that consistently win championships, the teams I've been on won championships, teams I've been on have highly success, they did ordinary things better and more consistently than anybody else. And that's what we have to do. And we have to coach it that way, be that way, and just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over until it sinks in.
To the left, Chuck, and then to the left, Cease.
Earlier today, Justin was telling us that can you hear me okay?
Justin?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't hear what you said.
I'm sorry. A little bit of laryngitis here, much like Buddy Johnson.
I understand it. Trust me.
But Justin was telling us, making a reference to last season, after the Arkansas game, being 3-2 after a close win over Arkansas, and the way that team responded, do you see parallels that this team can draw upon from what occurred last
year? Well, I hope so. Yes, I do. I mean, you see parallels because the guys have been through it. You have guys that have done it. And I think guys that understand the importance of how you have to look at this. I do. But and then it gets matter. We got to go back and do it. And that's what it's going to get down to. And not just do it on Saturdays. I keep saying that we got to do it on that practice field. And we do inspire. And we practice very similar at times. We'll have moments. And I'll stop practice. I don't. Sometimes you yell at them and get on. And I'll just say, hey, guys, all right, stop. Stop. Do you remember in the game when we had this moment, when we lapsed for a series or two? This is what we're doing in practice right now. So how you're feeling mentally, Think about what you got to do. Push through these situations. You try to educate. Because sometimes kids don't know they don't know. And they can't feel when something – it's not – everybody can fix it once it's happened. What the great teams can do is not allow it to happen and start to have that feeling and say, you know, this isn't going to happen, and trying to educate them in that regard. And then hopefully we can do that in the practice. But, yes, hopefully we can.
To the left, Cease, and then to the right, Justin.
Can we get an update on Elam and Paul?
Paul is going to redshirt. Uh-huh. He came and he had a talk and he had a discussion because he wanted to know more, and he said he elected to redshirt and was very tough. And he's done a great job for us, and we come to the conclusion that him and his future, and that's what he wanted to do, and I'm in agreement. You know, I'm fine with that. And Elam's not available right now.
Is that health or discipline coach? Or?
He's just not available right now.
And one last thing. What about the California governor signing in today that their athletes can get endorsed?
I saw that.
What's your thoughts on that?
That's I need to sit down and read. I read it very briefly. Matter of fact, about an hour before I came down, somebody said, did you see this? I knew it was going through. I didn't know when it was ever going to go through. I mean, if that's – it's really going to change how things are done. I mean, that's for sure. If however – I'm anxious to see what the next step the NCAA takes in regard, and then we'll have to make the accountable adjustments of what goes on. But that is definitely a game changer, and I'm going to have to sit and think through that. Maybe this – I'm glad it happened on an off week to, you know, for the future of what's going to happen. Now, that, if I'm not mistaken, tell me if I'm wrong, I didn't read the whole – it doesn't go into effect for what?
2023.
All right, this – that's 3 years, 4 years? I mean, get 20 – no, next yes. year's 2021, well, it'll be 4 years. Okay. But
if you're a NITA school, your athletes can't have Nike.
I'm sorry?
If you're a NITA school, your athletes can't have Nike.
If you're an Adidas school,
the competitor as a sponsor,
they can't have that.
They can't have that. So the Nike can't come in and get Kellen Mond or Keldrick Carper. That's right.
That's going to make all. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a thought on that right now. It's going to be, it's a game changer. I mean, and if I'm not mistaken, aren't there again? I've kept up on this, but during the season, sometimes I'm so focused on what we're doing. Aren't there some other states trying to pass some similar type laws
discussions? Yes, sir.
There are discussions in going in that. So it'll be how many states does it and what happens. So it'll be a very interesting. I mean, it will be a game changer. Something we'll have to sit down as college coaches and our school and everything here, and what how it affects everything that goes on. That's definitely will have to happen.
Right side, Justin, and then to the left, Zach.
Coach, after five games and you're kind of seeing what you're doing well on offense and maybe struggling with, and you have a bye week, anxious to see how much new stuff do you put in and toy with stuff in a week like this that maybe this will work better? How much do you do that?
Here's the thing about putting new things in. It's hard for guys to expand and do new things if your fundamentals and the consistency level of the things I'm talking about aren't where they need to be. Because that makes you drift even more. You may have a trick player, you may have something like that, but people say, well, put something else in, well, then that takes fundamentals to get those down to do that. You need to be fundamentally sound before we go at it. What we're doing is fine. We need to do it better, and we need to coach it better. And because there's opportunities there, there's plays there, there's open people, there's runs, there's catches, the things we're doing, but we have to coach it better and then execute it better. So, I mean, we have a few things, but we have to get our base fundamentals down and what we're doing. And I gave an example. It's like, you know, you want to add something to your house and the infrastructure isn't done. You know, you want to hang pictures, but the drywall ain't sound. I mean, you may hang a picture on it, but you may punch a hole through it too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I use that as an analogy, but it's similar. It's hard to keep expanding and say, I want to go do all these things. And some base, just blocks, routes, throws, how we fit on defense, how we cover on defense and a certain thing aren't exactly the way we want them. You got to be careful because then you really get strung out.
To the left, Zach, and then Travis right next to him, and then Olin, you'll wrap us up.
Jimbo talked to Kellen after the game, and he felt like the offense was moving, a little bit quicker, a little bit more in a rhythm. Mm-hmm. Was that something that you saw?
We did. We tried to play at a higher tempo. We did, and tried to get up and get calls and get things communicated quicker so we could get more communication time, just play at a faster tempo, getting the situations and what we had and going in, trying to get them in a rhythm a little bit better. And we did. Like I said, it was interesting. We had 11 drives in the game. The first drive, we have a sack, but we misplay a ball. We lost the ball in lights and misplay a drop a touchdown pass. Then we score a touchdown. Then we have a critical fumble on a read that we do 100 times. They're running up the field. We pull it. We have a really nice play coming out the backside. And then we have a sack, and then we score a touchdown. So with 3 out of 6 drives, we score a touchdown. We were in a good rhythm. We had things going. That was the frustrating thing about the turnover, which ended up being a turnover 6. We can't do that. But as far as a rhythm, knowing what to do and moving the football, we did a pretty good job in that regard.
To the left, Travis, then Ole.
Hey, Coach, what do you remember last year in the week between Clemson and ULM when LeCamera got hurt? You moved to Seth Small. What do you remember about Seth making that transition in and what he's been able to do for the team?
I mean, he really transitioned very well. And then, remember, if I remember right, he hit some really nice kicks. And then after Alabama, he went over and hit a 52-yarder and had a couple nice kicks over there. Then he hit a little lull, hit a little struggle. And I say sometimes for a guy, when they first come in, if you watch, they go through that. In other words, whether a guy subs in the game as a quarterback and does real well, and you say, okay, he'll be the starter. Well, next game he struggles. What happened? Well, starting the game and doing it and having all that time to think, and he had a couple good weeks and went well. Then he hit a little struggles. Then he came back and played well, you know. And I think this year, I think he's learned from that. He never – like, that's why I'm so impressed with the kick he just made, because he was having a great year. I mean, as far as he never missed a kick, any PAT, no field goals, and he missed 2 field goals last game that he was capable of making, which, okay. But then to come back in that critical time, that's the next time you get a chance. To me, that shows his maturity, way he is, the type of young man he is, and how he does things. And I think he transitioned well last year. That was a tough situation because you're coming in – because how many times does a kicker get hurt? I mean, as a kicker, you can say as a lineman or a linebacker or a quarterback, there's still a chance a guy can get hurt and I'm going to play. Sometimes as a kicker, you're thinking, well, that guy, ain't no way. First time I've ever had a kicker get hurt in 30 years, that I can remember anyway, and the guy has to come in. You know, and that transition very quickly – I thought he did a nice job. Then he hit some struggles, but then he bounced back. And I think he really learned from those last year and has done a really nice job. And that was a huge play in that game for him to come in and make that kick in that situation.
Olin, you'll wrap us up. We've got Keldrick ready.
Yeah, Coach. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
What y'all been doing today? What y'all eating or drinking or?
I'm sorry. Do you feel a lot of confidence in that starting lineup, or do you think in this open week that you'll use that to maybe make some changes?
In what regard? More like where?
Receiver, offensive line, defensive?
Well, the guys who play the best and are making the most plays. At receiver, we're getting a good rotation. You know, the addition of Anais in there is huge. I mean, he's making a lot of plays, doing things. You know, we'll keeping him involved. But we got a really good rotation in that group. Guys have made plays off and on. Got to get more consistent. Offensive line, we'll tweak and turn. If some guys up there can play a little bit into the backups, and McCollum, because he was banged up there for a week or so, and he's getting healthy again. He got in the game the other day. He made some really nice things in playing. Keeping those young tight ends to develop. You only got 2 there anyway, and then Cam. So you're keeping that rotation. And at running back right now, you're in a 2-man with a little 3-man deal with CJ. So there's not a lot of change you're going to make. There's not a lot of places you can go. You just got to get better. And you don't need to, because the guys are very good players. We just got to play better. And defensively, same thing. We talking about offense. Defensively, you know, we got to play better. We didn't play one of our better games in this game, and we got to do a better job there and in special teams.